information from the White House. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. An advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin have met the Ukrainian leader in Kyiv. But the Biden administration has made no mention of that meeting. It would be the highest level visit to Kyiv by an American delegation since the start of the Russian invasion.
I should reiterate, we cannot independently confirm this meeting, but according to an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, a meeting taking place between two top-level U.S. officials, Secretary Austin and Secretary Blinken, and the leader of Ukraine. Now, it comes amid the two-month anniversary of the Russian invasion into this country, and also as the civilian death toll here continues to rise.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Kyiv. French President Emmanuel Macron has won a second term in office after beating opponent Marine Le Pen in today's runoff election.
Reaction to this race is pouring in from all over the world. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted, "Congratulations to Emmanuel Macron on your re-election as President of France. France is one of our closest and most important allies. I look forward to continuing to work together on the issues which matter most to our two countries and around the world." Macron faced off with Le Pen for president back in 2017 and won by a landslide, but this race was much closer.
Fox's Christina Coleman. A South Carolina police officer was shot and killed early today while responding to a domestic violence call in the town of Casey. Police Chief Chris Cowan says Officer Roy Barr was shot by a man in the front yard.
Officer Barr gave the ultimate sacrifice for us, to make us safe. And he loved what he did, but he paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Cowan says that the suspect took his own life after several hours of negotiations with police. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Biden administration plans to appeal a court decision last week that lifted the federal mask mandate for public transportation.
A federal judge ruled the CDC lacks authority to require masks on planes, trains, and mass transit systems. But Dr. Jerome Adams, the former Surgeon General, says that doesn't mean people should stop following health guidance.
We have to separate out whether or not we mandate something from whether or not we should be doing it anyway.
Adams, who served in the Trump administration, says there are different risk factors between commercial airlines and city buses.
Are you vaccinated? Are you boosted? Do you have comorbidities? Are you someone who is in that higher risk category?
The Biden administration is appealing the judge's ruling. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Amazon will be charging businesses more to sell items on its website, with the cost expected to be passed on to buyers.
Amazon will begin this week charging sellers active on its platform an additional 5% surcharge for fuel and inflation as the e-commerce giant and all businesses deal with operating costs in the wake of surging inflation in the U.S. and high gas prices. Amazon says the 5% added fee isn't permanent and that the company hoped for a return to normalcy as COVID restrictions eased, but that fuel prices and inflation for now continue presenting further challenges. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The remains of 17 missing French soldiers who fought in the World War I Battle of Gallipoli were on Sunday handed over to French military officials and put to rest alongside other fallen comrades more than a century after their deaths. The remains were found during restoration work on a castle and surrounding areas on Turkey's northwestern Çanakkale Peninsula, where they fought Ottoman Turks in 1915. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.